From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Well, coming up, we have a rough, rugged, and raw interview with Russell Simmons, the rap impresario, who also has a zen side. And we're going to talk about Root's 30th anniversary. But first, let's kick things off with headlines. Today, we start in New Hampshire, where all eight Democratic presidential contenders squared off once again. But this time, the gloves came off. John Edwards, formerly North Carolina senator and John Kerry's running mate, criticized Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama for quietly voting against the recent Iraq spending bill. Obama lashed back, reminding him that Edwards, like Clinton, had voted for the war when Edwards was in the Senate. To that, Edwards, unlike Clinton, readily admitted he had made a mistake.
I should never have voted for this war. Now, this goes to the issue that Senator Obama raised a few minutes ago. He deserves credit for being against this war from the beginning. He was right. I was wrong. And I think it is important for anybody who seeks to be the next president of the United States to be honest to the country. We have to reestablish trust.
Senator Clinton chose a familiar but different tactic, trying to shift the responsibility onto the president.
This is George Bush's war. He is responsible for this war. And what we are trying to do, we are trying to end the war. And we have different approaches. I have a three-step plan to bring the troops home starting now, put pressure on the Iraqi government to take responsibility and cut off aid when they won't, and engage in intensive diplomacy regionally and internationally.
Senator Obama wasn't actually in the Senate when the original war vote came up. He tried to make clear that he actually had a policy on Iraq.
The best way for us to support the troops is to ensure that we are not continuing to try to impose a military solution on what is essentially a political problem in Iraq. And that's why I put forward a bill that would begin a phased redeployment and have all our troops out by March 31st of next year.
Despite these debate moments, it produced no clear winner or loser.